You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
And a variety of ways you can reach out to us. The majority of people seem to do it these days on social media, which means you can find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Dom with an M. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Should follow us on there anyway, because Jeremy every day is posting all sorts of great stuff, including a tearjerker today that he was just telling us
about. Our clickbait will get you. It'll get you.
So follow your boys in the morning, and that way you can reach out to us too, like Megan did. Megan with an H. She says, we got an invitation from some people we know to attend their son's birthday party, which is fine, except their son is turning one. My husband and I are both wondering why this is still a thing. We're friends with the people, but a party for a one-year-old? And then three question marks. Shouldn't that just be for family? Again, three question marks. My husband says it's just a gift grab. Then she closes by saying, we don't want to be rude, but I think we're going to pass. Is this something you could talk about on your show? And that's from Megan. Well, the answer is yes.
Sure. We know one-year-olds.
We'll talk about it right now.
Yeah.
I guess I should recuse myself from this conversation, since it's been a long, long time since I had a one-year-old. But I have had the invitations.
Sure. The funny thing is just this past Saturday, I was at a birthday party for a one-year-old. My little nephew turned one, and he was full of family. And was there friends there? I think one friend popped by. And yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a gift grab, but it's an exciting moment because you kept this little human alive for 1 year, so it's a cause for celebration. As we were watching him try to, you know, force this kid to open up all the gifts and make him eat the cake and everything, and I did at one point look over at my knickknack, my wife, and said, did we make people do this for our kids? And
yes,
she said,
Oh, yeah.
Twice. We did. And she said, actually, our first time around with our son, she's like, we did invite a bunch of friends. We had all the family there, and she started reeling off like 10 friends that came by. I was like, oh my God, I don't remember this at all. And I apologize to all of those friends that we invited to that first birthday. I really, really would not do that again.
They felt obligated to go.
Of course they did.
Otherwise, it's like, oh, our friends will be mad at us. We've got to go. And they're in the car there and on the way back saying the same things that everybody says
Absolutely.
When they're driving to or from another person's kid's birthday party.
They're like, why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this? Janelle wrote into us. She goes, hi, boys. We threw a party last year for our daughter when she turned one, and we actually got some very mean comments on Facebook saying that it was a stupid idea and how we were greedy parents just wanting presents for a kid who will never be aware of what's going on.
Oh.
She says, if you want to not go, that's one thing, but posting rude comments was very hurtful. Our daughter loved her party, by the way, so I'm glad these people weren't there.
Well, all right.
Now, there is that whole thing about at the age of one, what are they comprehending about what's going on? They
Zero.
Know that there's
Zero.
Lights and action.
There's
and
some
movement.
Balloons. And,
there's balloons. There's cake.
A little bit of cake, yeah.
They're getting, you know, you have to get the required photo of, you know, the kid with cake
it's
all over their face.
The smash cake, they call it. You do the smash cake for the one-year-olds, and that's essentially why everybody does it. You put the little tiny cake in front of them, and they smash the hell out of it and get it all over them. And, hey, pictures forever, you know.
Yeah, there's a weird psychological thing here, too, about people wanting everyone to celebrate their child's birthday. It's an interesting mental thing for me about how we want validation. Like you said, that, hey, we kept this child, you know, healthy.
We
for
kept
a
it
year.
Alive, essentially. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, hey, look what we did and celebrate our family. It's interesting.
From like 1 to 8, 9, 10-ish, I mean, that's when birthdays are still fun. There's still some joy in the kids' eyes. And yes, I know you don't like spoiling kids, and I don't really either. But it is like one time a year that you can kind of spoil them a little bit, make them feel special. That's when birthdays are still fun, though. And it does give you a chance to hang out with your family that you probably see once a year sometimes, too. So I've got no beef with it. We've pared down over the years, though. We don't do the whole invite all the friends and all that to our kid's birthday. It's just
Nicole
said
you did.
The first time, but like I said, we've pared down over the years, and it's just family now. We're actually to the point, though, where we're doing the double birthday, because now you have to have the family, and then you have to have the friend birthday, because you got to have all the little school friends to celebrate. So now,
what?
Oh, yeah.
You have to do two parties?
You do two parties now. You do one for your family, and then you do the friend party. So that's what we're up against right now, coming up for our daughter next month. We're doing a family, and we're setting the date for the friends.
So between your two kids, you have to have four birthday parties
pretty
every
much.
Year.
It's four birthdays, and that starts adding up, because you feed family and do the cake and everything for one party, and guess what? You turn around and you have the other one at a location, which involves some sort of down payment, and then food and prizes and all that crap. Birthday parties now, man, it could cost you $1,000 to throw your kids a party. Remember the one I told you about my buddy a few months ago? They did it at that golf place, and it was, what did I tell you? It was like $3,500 or something for their kid. It was turning nine. It was $3,500 for him to throw a party.
Yeah, but that's a guy who makes a couple million a year, you said. So
well, he's come into some cash, yes, but still, he's like, what? Even he was like, no.
I would give anything if some of our listeners would call and tell us what they have spent on children's birthday parties. We're not talking about teenagers even. Let's say under the age of 10.
Just to throw the party, not even including gifts.
Right. What people spent for, let's say, a six-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah.
Because the high water mark right now is $3,500.
Yeah, can you beat that?
Someone paid for a birthday party. We'll take a quick call. Ashley has been patiently holding. Hey, Ashley, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what do you know about one-year-old's birthday parties?
I threw one just a couple weeks ago.
All right. What was the theme?
I had one from out of state come.
What was the theme of the party? I love hearing the themes.
You are my sunshine.
Oh, my gosh.
You make me happy.
That's
when
cute.
Skies
That's
are
adorable.
Gray.
Here's the thing, though. Because of COVID, I did not get a baby shower, you know, and didn't get all the, you know, the fun parts of pregnancy. Because there's plenty of fun parts, you know. So I didn't get a baby shower and stuff, and this is just like our way of celebrating him, where he hadn't really gotten celebrated before. And trust me, we didn't. It wasn't a gift grab. We didn't even put, you know, gifts on the invitation. A few people brought them, but that's not what we're expecting. But we gave those people booze and good food. So,
All right,
booze and good food.
Invite me next.
I'll go
time.
To any party with booze and good food.
Exactly. There just happened to be a one-year-old there eating cake.
No, that's a very funny way to put it. We had some booze and food, and there was a one-year-old hanging out over in the corner. Okay.
Exactly.
You're the
best. That's cool.
Ashley, thanks for the call. Have a fun day.
Bye,
okay?
Ashley.
You too. Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Speaking of gift grab, listen to this. David wrote, he goes, my boss invited all of us at the office to her daughter's first birthday, and we all felt obligated to go and bring a nice gift. The woman is loaded, and she still made a killing on kids' toys. And he goes, we thought it was vulgar.
That's like the perfect style, word David. For it, yeah.
And then on the cost for some of these, Jeremy, Melissa said, we spent $1,100 on my daughter's party when she turned five, and she didn't appreciate it at all. Total waste. Oh. Okay. And Serena says, my brother says they dropped $2,900 for their son's 10th birthday, bringing in a small carnival for their backyard. Here's the kicker.
No.
She says, and the whole time, the kids mostly stayed inside playing video games.
Yeah, because carnivals are stupid.